You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But we do move on to another conversation, really important conversation. I'm joined by the MEC of Education in Gauteng, Panyazali Sufi. But we're not going to have a conversation about education, at least not in the direct sense. Now, the MEC has took to his Twitter page to make various pleas for an alcohol-free South Africa. And there are lots of normative questions that spring into my mind when I read these tweets. And some of those should be tested very deeply because it's an important conversation. MEC Panyazali Sufi, good morning, and thank you so much on this Christmas Eve for availing yourself to speak to us.
Good morning, and thank you so much for the opportunity. Truly appreciate it.
I assume you're well rested. I assume you're spending some time with the family.
Not now. I normally take a break at the beginning of February. But for now, we're working on metric results so that we can be ready to release them. And I'm acting for social development, so assisting the poor to have a happy Christmas as well. But
yeah.
Come February, one will have some nice time to watch nice football.
Are you confident that your province, Gauteng, would have performed well with the metric results coming out in a week or two?
We have no choice. It's compulsory. It's non-negotiable. We have to do well so that our children can acquire the skills that can propel the economy so that the economy can perform very well. So
yeah.
Without the necessary skills, we're not going to do well. So I'm hopeful. We remain hopeful at Southend that we'll do well.
Yeah. But outside of education, MEC, you're also thinking about creating a South Africa that's safer, a South Africa that's more joyous, but a South Africa free of alcohol. What do you mean by that, an alcohol-free South Africa? Are you, and I'm asking this directly, calling for the ban of alcohol?
Mainly for responsible use of alcohol, if I can say so. It starts there. In the ultimate end, we need to ensure that the society is educated about the effects, direct and indirect, of alcohol. Let me be honest with you. Alcohol in our country is like a national sport. You can't have a community that does not abuse alcohol at the level that they're abusing it, especially amongst the poor, but also amongst the rich. If you check the amount of money as a country we are spending on alcohol and the effects on it, on the road crashes, you go to hospitals, the hospitals are full because people have abused alcohol. You go to families, families are in trouble because someone has decided to get intoxicated. It's really creating problems. But check the young people at events. You know, they can't even walk. Everyone is in a drunken state. We can't allow a society to be ravaged by alcohol like our society it is. It's just too much. Mm. We just have to, as a society, a country say it's enough now. We can't just be a country of alcoholics or a country of drunkards, especially those that are misusing it. You know, the people that are drinking it as if tomorrow is not another day. And we can't have people drinking alcohol almost on a daily basis. We are a developing country. We are a developing country. We should spend our time and our energy in developing this country, not in making people to be drunk almost on a daily basis.
Yeah. Now, MEC, that makes for a very good soundbite, and I think any rational person will agree with you on that, and I don't think that's a point that morally is in dispute. But then we have to start doing the difficult work of this conversation, and we have to start asking the questions that will lead us to that. So I think we're left with two options here. And I hate creating a sense of a dichotomy, because oftentimes they're false, but I think in this instance, we truly are left with two options. And in the one instance, MEC, we either have to apply state tools and resources to engineer a society that practices or drinks alcohol safely, as you're asking, on the softer line. A failure of that, we might have to consider at a harsher stage the complete banning of alcohol. And it wouldn't be an unprecedented thing. There are countries in the world where alcohol is, ridiculously limited or banned. Let's talk to the first option. What state tools and resources and social resources are at our disposal, in your mind, that we can use to engineer a society that drinks less, but also a society that drinks responsibly?
Knowledge is power. Without knowledge, there's no way that our society will not be aware about the issues that we need to attend to. Let me be honest with you. we can't provide the relevant information, direct information of the effect of alcohol, both human beings on their bodies and also society in terms of the real issues that we have. You go to grave sites, you go to prisons, you go to hospitals, you go to clinics, you go to even societies that believe that they are poor and check the effects of alcohol, you will see that you are taking a wrong turn as a country. And that must be stopped. We are not saying people must not drink, that people that are drinking responsibly. We are not saying people must not trade. This industry creates lots and lots of opportunities in terms of business, in terms of job creation. But in the absence of knowledge of the effects of this alcohol, we are not going to win this battle. And it's the same like cigarettes. People thought that we will not win the battle against cigarettes. And I've done that as a country. What was the tool? It was knowledge in terms of campaigns and also in terms of regulation or laws of the country. And we have to confront this drug exactly that way and characterize it correctly. It's a drug. It's nothing else but a drug. And as a country, we must confront this drug and deal with it. Because if we can't deal with it, it will deal with us. It will deal with our future. It will deal with our young people, and it will deal with society as a whole. And unless we do that, I can tell you, we're going to suffer the consequences of being relaxed or suffer the consequences of taking things for granted.
Yeah. In that knowledge dissemination process, where have we failed and who's failing? More importantly, though, how do we correct that? And I think it's a vague term to say knowledge is power, right? It's a good slogan. It's good to say, let's put up campaign billboards. Let's speak to kids in schools. Let's put up television adverts that, dissuade people from drinking. Regulations are in place, MEC, that requires of alcohol, companies to put the necessary signage up on their packaging to say alcohol is dangerous, don't drink when you're pregnant. We've done all of these knowledge-based things. Where have we failed, and has there been an absence of political will to bolster any knowledge campaigns on this?
Susan, let's be honest. The industries that control this drug are powerful, and people are scared to speak against this. And I really feel that ever since one has expressed a view on this issue, I've been confronted by many institutions that believe that the road I've taken to express reservations against alcohol is going to harm the country and it's going to harm the economy. And I've expressively said to them, I disagree with them. Politely so, I walked away from that debate. Because the reality is, we are not saying people must not trade. The reality is, we are not saying people must not have businesses of this nature, but we can't fold our arms when the nation is crumbling. This alcohol thing is ravaging our people. It's ravaging society. And some of us who stood against apartheid purely because apartheid disrespected our people, we can't fold our arms when a drug is doing more than what apartheid has done, where our people are sentenced to poverty, where our people are sentenced to disease, where our people are dying. And we just say because those that are running the economy feel this is a very important economy that needs to be protected. You can run an economy with a healthy nation. As I said, if you check the amount of money we're utilizing on medication where people are involved in alcohol in our hospitals, it's huge. If you check the number of people that are dying in crashes, I mean, they've just released statistics of people that have died of crashes, and check the statistics of those people that were drunk. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Just because this is a drug that excites all of us, we must fold our arms and have a blind eye and say, no, we can't talk about this thing. This thing is bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad that it's ravaging our community. Go to any community, you will think that alcohol is a national sport, and it's not a national sport.
Yeah.
And we can't find ourselves allowing this drug to do as it wishes in our society. It must be stopped, and it must be stopped by all of us.
So if what does a parliamentarian wake up and do in February? What motion do they raise in parliament to this effect? What are you WhatsApping to your comrades who are members of parliament?
I've already the institutions that are thinking. What you need to do is just like we do with emergency drill. When you have an event, you'll tell people that where the fire escape and where people should assemble. It must be compulsory in each and every event. Almost after 2 hours, people must play a message that warn people against the use of alcohol. We must ensure that all the regulations that say illegal ship bins must not operate, they must not operate. We must stop also issuing extra licenses. They're enough. What we have now is enough, actually. We just have to ensure that we don't issue more licenses. But most importantly, the law enforcement agencies must assist us in this regard. So we are speaking to those people that are responsible to assist us so that everyone must know there is an overdose of this drug and society is dying left, right, and center. We can't fold our hands. It's enough. We must ensure everyone is aware that if you drink alcohol unnecessarily and excessively, you are going to create problems for our society. We can invest so much on human development and leave that human development to be taken away by alcohol. Check young people that are involved in alcohol. Just check the last statistics that were released by the Minister of Police of young people that are involved in crime. And those young people, one way or another, for them to be involved in crime, it means they're using alcohol or drugs. And this must be stopped. The future is going to be bleak.
You work at a provincial government level. Provincial governments are responsible for exactly that thing of issuing alcohol and liquor licenses to entertainment establishments and that sort of thing. Have you spoken to perhaps people at that level asking them, guys, under what conditions are you giving out these licenses? Why are there so many shebeens? Is that a conversation happening?
It is. It's happening. As I said, people are protecting the sector. We are told the sector is giving us lots of money in terms of taxes and in terms of some of the casino fees that we are getting. But I'm just saying we can't allow that to dictate the kind of society we need. The kind of society we need is a healthy society. The kind of society we need is a highly educated society. The kind of society we need is a sporting society. The kind of society we need is a society that must know what is right, what is wrong. And that's what is lacking. The ability to educate our people to say, this is right, this is wrong. Yes, you can have it for pleasure. It might not be permanent. You can't have it daily. Actually, when I say daily, it's an understatement. You can't have it every hour. And that's where we are now as a society. And unless you stop this, I can tell you, we'll lose this battle. And the time we lose this battle, other nations will rule us.
Drastic times call for drastic measures. Are you brave enough to call for a drastic measure such as banning the sale of alcohol completely?
We have to be realistic. Really, that where we are now, the people that have gone to universities because their parents were selling alcohol. I'm one of them. My parents.
I'm one of them
alcohol.
Too. Yeah.
My parents were selling alcohol for me to be a student. So I will never say complete. I'm saying we need a responsible way of managing this drug. And where we are now, we are irresponsible. And I'm not even apologetic. We are irresponsible in managing this particular drug. And this particular drug is dangerous. And if this drug can't be stopped, we are not going to stop it. We are not going to have a prosperous country. We are going to have a country that is going through difficulties.
Yeah. Some people would like to engage you on exactly this, MEC. Let's speak to AB in Tamboville. AB, good morning.
Hi.
AB?
Hi, it's AB here.
Yes, go right ahead.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Go right ahead. You're live on radio.
I'm good, man. Listen, I fully agree with what the MEC is actually saying there. Because if you notice, in all the townships, whenever these liquor companies, they actually promote their alcohol. Where do they do it? They do it in the township. They do it amongst the youth. That's the first thing. Secondly, you also look at some of the adverts, especially music and all that. They play the music. There are girls calculating, and there's booze and alcohol going in there. To compound matters worse, even our own communities, I'm not Panyaza, whether you've noticed every year there's this thing of creches going to parties or picnics. Parents with their children. As young as 3-4 years and old, the buses will be loaded with cooler bags of what? Of alcohol. Yeah. they learn at an early age. Bro, they can call you names, they can do whatever. I fully agree, I support you. In fact, the situation should be higher, up to 25 years before people even touch alcohol. It's destroying our community. We cannot have a community of drunkards. It's wrong.
AB, thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it. Abigail in Houghton, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I agree with the minister that knowledge is power. And I think that banning alcohol is about the worst thing that we can possibly do, even though I agree that it's a terrible problem in our society and I don't drink alcohol. The two points I want to make. One is that the war on drugs has failed completely because we will never have as good communication, as good arms, as good organization, as much money as the drug barons. And that's why they succeed. And if we had to legalize drugs and you could go and get whatever drug you wanted from a chemist, sign a registry so that we know who's using what, if need be, and you would know that your drugs weren't adulterated, and I know that alcohol, when it's brewed, can also be adulterated with battery acid or whatever for an extra kick. And because it's taxed when people do get sick from overdoing it, they have already paid for their hospitalization by the time it has a detrimental effect, hopefully. So my way of educating my kids, who are now PhDs in their late 30s, was to buy Miriam Stoppard's book on drugs, which told all about how drugs are made, how they are used, what the effects are, and what damage it causes to your body. Now, I didn't educate them about alcohol, because alcohol wasn't a part of my life, but I was a single parent, and their father was... Although English had a South African attitude to alcohol, and they've inherited what I think is a South African attitude to alcohol, which I find concerning, but I keep my mouth closed because that's what mother-in-laws do. And I think that if I had given them the same sort of information about alcohol, we may have had a similar result. The second point I want to make is that alcohol... outside of Umkomboti, is white man's poison. Just as much as coke and all the other, excuse me, I was going to say a bad word.
I'm glad you didn't.
That are sold, yeah. It's white man's poison, and especially liquor. And I think that it would be a good idea for us to say, you know, don't use the white man's poison.
Okay, very brave point to make, Abigail. Very, very brave point to make. Thank you so much for your call over there. MEC, I think many people concur with you about the impact of alcohol, right? But if it's your argument, and to those who collectively agree with you, that alcohol is a drug, that's to say it is as bad as drugs and sometimes worse, and would put it in the same class as, say, I don't know, cocaine, heroin, mandrax, or whatever the case may be, surely we must treat it in a similar fashion, and that is we must expunge it from society by banning it and policing it away.
It's a long process, yes. In the ultimate end, you have to do that. That is why you must not get tired to call for a no-alcohol society. But in order to get there, you have to educate that society, because if you don't do that, that society will see that act as a punishment. They will see as if they have been restricted. They will see as if their human rights have been trampled with. They will see it as if we are dictating to them how to use their own money. So in the ultimate end, knowledge is power. That is why we have to invest and not get tired in educating our society about the indirect and direct effects of alcohol. If you don't do that, people will feel that you are forcing your will on them, and therefore their rights are being trampled with. Our argument should be, use alcohol sparingly, use alcohol responsibly, and when you win that battle, it will be easier to win the ultimate battle of ensuring that no one buys that drug in our society. So we need to start to mobilize society. And that is why I've given our time, some of us, to do that. We have to mobilize society and ensure that in each and every event, before that event starts, people should be told about the effects of alcohol. In the middle of that event, people should be told about the effects of alcohol. At the end of that event, people should be told about the effects of that event. And we should be restricted.
Yeah, I want to bring in the actual work that you do here before we wrap up this conversation, MEC. And I do want to take one more call here. I want to ask you this, though. Are your teachers speaking to your children about alcohol in the classroom? Is that something you're trying to instill as a culture in schools in Gauteng?
Remember, I'm in the country centrally based, so I love in the ministers. It's there, but I really believe it's not enough.
Okay.
But at least it's a start.
Okay.
Our curriculum is nationally controlled, so the minister is aware of this. And then we have to find a way of ensuring that it's strengthened, and there's lots and lots of life cases so that learners can really associate themselves with the lessons that are taught inside the classroom.
Pinky, out in Orlando, good morning.
It's good for another is waking up. They are responsible. You've got in the township, it's terrible. Yeah, the bottle stores are right inside the neighborhood. Who in the world will keep that? In fact, it's so much. Kids, when they go to school, they go past the bottle store and then they have to buy a dump today. And then when they come back from school, it's the bottle store, they go past the bottle store and then they buy beer there. And then the suburban blacks are dangerous. They buy, they need the comfort and the peace of their suburban mansions. They buy properties, match boxes in Soweto, and they convert them into taverns. There's noise inside the neighborhood. You never see this in the suburbs. The township, in the name of what? Township entrepreneurship or what? It's a mess and a half. It's destroying the township. You will have to work hard. You must plant bottle stores inside the neighborhoods. We don't want bottle stores inside the neighborhoods. The black townships have got enough problems, but this very ANC that is so undisciplined is the one that's giving out these licenses like it's going out of fashion. There's no law enforcement. There is no bylaws that are being enforced. Even the police encourage it. What can they do? They block the streets in the neighborhood. Then the speakers that you use at the music festivals, they are used inside of houses, in the townships. That's what is happening right now.
Yeah.
And this ANC is responsible for this.
Yeah, I guess municipalities also just need to wake up in that instance, Ospinki, and start not issuing permission for parties if it's going to blast speakers in front of people's houses and sell alcohol in people's premises. But MEC, my last question as we wrap this up very briefly, beyond just tweeting about this, what are you doing next?
I'm opening a foundation that is going to focus on this matter. I'm also trying to work with NGOs that have been, there are many organizations that have been working on this matter. I'm shocked, actually, when I got information from some of these NGOs. I want to partner with them. And I'm also calling on society. We are capable to fight this, and we will win. There's nothing that will stop us to ensure that all people that are dealing with alcohol must do so in a responsible manner. And I'm calling on all South Africans, let's join this battle. This is our country. These are our children. This is the future of this country. We can't allow it to go to drunkards, and we can't allow it to go to waste. We can fight this battle, and this fight starts now. So everyone that is involved in this sector, I'm really willing to partner with them, to work with them, and ensure where I am myself in legislature and other institutions, we strengthen the laws there so that this battle against alcohol must start. It's just too much. We can't just have alcohol all over. Our society. So we must do something to stop this thing.
MEC, thank you so much for your time. Merry Christmas. In advance, have a glass of wine with the family. And I hope if you get the results you want in a week or two, you celebrate with a bottle of champagne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. That's MEC Panyaza Lesufi.